Hello, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. Today, we're going to continue with our article, Into the Jungles of Peru. But before we do, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe.
And my name is Lily. All right, Joe, so we've already talked about the Amazon and the writer's own experiences in the Amazon. What do you think out of his experiences so far that you would enjoy the most?
I'm not sure. He's gotten into some pretty dangerous situations. I would enjoy going on the trek, you know, walking through the jungle. I mean, you've got the trees that go tens of meters up into the air and have been around for thousands of years. And you've got the wildlife as well, just the amazing diversity of life there, the big animals, the small animals. Now, although it would probably be very frightening, I think it would be very exciting to, you know, do what he did with the anaconda, you know, find it and get some pictures with a giant anaconda in the jungle, because not everybody gets a chance to do something like that.
All right, everyone, now it's time to read through today's article. If you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so.
It was our last full day in the Amazon, and it would be a tough one. We found ourselves trudging waist-deep through a muddy swamp. Feeling a shape swim by me, I reached down and caught hold of something solid. I pulled it up and was amazed to find a tiny caiman. We left the swamp and moved to higher ground. Pushing my way through a bush, I stepped on something round and almost fell. There was a loud hiss, and I felt something slap against me. An angry large snake had sunk its jaws into my boot. My shouts summoned the others, and Hector ran to pull the animal off me. It was a boa constrictor, 2 meters long. This, I was told, was also barely more than a baby. While we were heading towards the waiting boat, the jungle had one more surprise for us. Another baby animal ran through the bushes by our feet. It was a coati, a cute cat-like creature. Scooping him up, Hector shared some of his fruit with the grateful little animal. The two took an instant liking to each other, and the tough jungle explorer decided to bring him home as a present for his young son. After so many thrilling experiences, we were glad to leave the jungle on such a light-hearted note.
All right, so that was our article for today. Now, it begins with, it was our last full day in the Amazon, and it would be a tough one. So they're nearing the end of their trip in the Amazon. So here he's saying it's their last full day. So their last, you know, entire day from morning until night in the jungle. And the writer is saying it would be tough. If something is tough, it's pretty difficult. We usually describe things as being tough when, you know, it is. It's very hard. It's very difficult. And here we can just imagine that they're in the Amazon. They're probably going to do a lot of pretty, you know, tiring things.
Well, it wasn't easy. It was tough because they found themselves trudging waist deep through a muddy swamp. Now, if you're trudging, it's a way of describing walking that is very difficult, or maybe because you're very tired or you're going someplace that you don't really want to be going to. Like, for some people, they describe trudging their way to work every day. It just means it's almost painful for them to do, but they're describing it in this way because they're walking waist deep through a muddy swamp. That means, you know, the water and the mud literally goes up to their waist. So half their body is under all this, you know, water and mud of this muddy swamp that they're walking through. Now, for me, that would be kind of scary as well because you can't really see through the swamp water. You don't know what's, you know, swimming around your legs and what kind of creatures are down there and what kind of dangers could be hidden down there. So they're going on this tough journey through the swamp. Now, this is another one of those things that you probably wouldn't get a chance to do a lot. This is like one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences. So although it could be probably very difficult, I think it's something that you'd have to do if you were going through the Amazon rainforest.
Well, feeling a shape swim by me, I reached down and caught hold of something solid. So, you know, they're going through the muddy swamp. They're probably pretty tired. They're probably a little bit scared as well. And the rider feels a shape swim by him. That's what happens. Let's say you're in the water. Maybe a fish swims by. You can actually feel the fish swimming by you. Well, in this case, it might be pretty scary to feel something swim by you because if the water is muddy, means you can't really see in the water, so you don't know what's there. Well, what happened was that the rider, he reached down and caught hold of something solid. So it wasn't really like a fish. It wasn't something slippery, something like that. He's actually, you know, catching something pretty hard. What does he catch?
Well, he pulled it up and he was amazed to find a tiny caiman. Now, caimans, they're kind of like tiny alligators or crocodiles, so he's found another potentially dangerous creature, but I guess it was just a tiny one, just a very small little caiman, so it wouldn't really pose any danger to our author. But still, it's amazing. He's walking through the swamp, and he feels something go by him, and his first reaction is to reach down and catch it. My first reaction would be to get away from there, I guess. But I guess he's so used to things like this now. I mean, just think about the things that he's done. He's encountered all these different kinds of wildlife. And I think after you tackle a giant anaconda, probably a little caiman like that doesn't seem so bad.
Well, I guess so, but I think I would be really surprised, really shocked to find like a tiny little crocodile or an alligator in my hand. Well, in the next paragraph, we learned that we left the swamp and moved to higher ground. All right, so they got out of the water, they moved to higher ground. When we talk about higher ground, that's just what it is. It means that the land is much higher. And because of this, they're probably going to see some different things, because I think if you're by the water, you're going to see animals or plants that are usually by the water. If you move up, you're going to see different animals or different plants.
Okay, so they're moving away from the low-lying area of the swamp. They're going back through the jungle once again, and they're pushing their way through the bush, because what makes a jungle is the vegetation. I mean, it's very thick. It can be very difficult to make your way through it. Sometimes the leader of the expedition will carry a large knife and kind of have to cut the vegetation out of the way as you move along. So they're pushing their way through the bush, and our author stepped on something round and almost fell. Now, we don't know what this is yet. Is it just something like a vine or a stump of a tree or something that he's tripped over? But he said it's something round, so it's just a very vague description so far. And he almost fell over. Now, what did he trip over?
Well, here's a hint. There was a loud hiss. And if you remember from yesterday's article, Joe was explaining that a certain animal, a certain thing will make that sound. Of course, that's a snake. He felt something slap against me. We can just imagine also, you know, once a snake, let's say, falls on something because of the way its body is, it will make a slapping noise, almost like if you clapped your hands together. And he says an angry large snake had sunk its jaws into my boot. So this large snake was very angry. It actually sunk its jaws. When you sink your jaws into something, your jaws are, of course, you know, that bone at the bottom of your face that lets you basically move your mouth so you can open and close it. Well, in this case, the snake sinks its jaws into the rider's boot. All right, so it's basically grabbing hold of Mike's boot with its teeth. You know, it's holding on really, really tightly. And I don't know about you, Joe, but in this situation, I think I would just start screaming.
Well, that's exactly what he did, and I don't blame him at all. He says, my shouts summoned the others, and Hector ran to pull the animal off me. So when we say that something summons something else, it's like it's calling them. So he's shouting, he's screaming, because he's got a snake attached to his boot. It's bitten right down into his shoe. So he's shouting, the others come running. And of course, Hector, he runs to pull the animal off him. He's the one that's going to save Mike from this big snake. And it turns out that this was another very dangerous animal called a boa constrictor. Now, that's the name of this snake, and it was 2 meters long. Now, boa constrictors, they have that name constrictor, which means to tighten around something, because this particular snake, the way it kills its prey is it wraps its body around it, and it squeezes it to death. That's how it kills its prey, and it gets the things that it needs to eat. So, of course, it can bite as well. It's another defense mechanism that this snake has. So that's what it did, because Mike was trudging around through the jungle, and he didn't see this snake on the ground. So I guess the lesson here is always keep a watchful eye, and, you know, always keep an eye on what's in front of you, even what's on the ground, because you never know what's down there and what you might trip over, and you don't want to anger something like a boa constrictor.
Well, that's true. When I think of a boa constrictor, I just think of, you know, a snake wrapping itself around someone and squeezing them to death, and it's just a really scary image. Now, the boa constrictor was only 2 meters long. Well, I say only because Mike was told that this was barely more than a baby. So for us, we would see a snake 2 meters long, we would think, wow, that is a huge, really, really big snake. But what he learns is that it's basically a baby snake. So it means that this boa constrictor could grow to be much, much longer. I don't know, Joe, do you know how long a boa constrictor can actually grow to?
I'm not sure exactly how big they can get, but I do know that it is several meters long. Now, 2 meters for me is big enough. I mean, if you stretch that out, that's as tall as a man or a woman would be, like fully grown. So, I mean, this is just a baby, and already it's that big. So can you imagine coming across one that was several meters long? Now, this is the second big snake that he's come across in his travels here in the Amazon jungle. You can know just how dangerous, how potentially dangerous the Amazon can be. So it's good that they have somebody like Hector around when they do come across some trouble like this or some danger. He can just spring right into action and save them from these kinds of things.
Well, I just keep thinking that it's a good thing that Mike, he was wearing boots while walking through the Amazon, because here he talks about, you know, the snake sinking its jaws into his boot. And of course, a boot is the type of shoe that usually covers your leg up to at least your ankle. And so this is a good thing because the snake, instead of biting Mike and Mike's skin, bit the boot instead. And boots are usually made out of more, you know, tough material like leather. And so even though the snake probably has really strong teeth, it wouldn't have gotten through the boot.
That's right. It seems like it's very lucky that it didn't bite him anywhere else as well. And of course, when you're going on a trek like this, it's good to be, you know, appropriately dressed. You don't want to be trekking through the jungle wearing flip-flops or sandals or something like that. You want to make sure you're dressed so that if you do get into a situation like this, you'll be safe just because you're wearing the proper equipment and the right clothes.
All right, listeners, now it's time for some Chinese explanation of the first half of today's article.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 到了今天丛林探险的最后一天发生了什么事呢？我们来看到在第一段的第二个句子它写着 We found ourselves trudging waist deep through a muddy swamp. 在这里 find 加上受词而后面再加上一个 ving 则是用来补充说明受词的状态。而在这里 trudge 的意思呢本来是解释成为步履沉重的或者是艰苦的行走，也可以用来当作是名词，解释成为长途跋涉。他们走着走着呢，就缓慢的穿行呢，在这个极腰的泥泞沼泽区。在这里的沼泽，我们就可以用 swamp 这个字。不过 swamp 常常呢，也可以当作动词，解释成为如泉水一般的涌来。The department store was swamped with customers last weekend. 这个百货公司啊，上个周末呢，涌入了非常多的顾客。在这里我们就可以说 be swamped with. 那么呢，突然这个作者觉得身边有东西游过去，那么手向下一探，就抓到一个东西拉起来以后呢，发现却是一个 a tiny caiman, 是一只小的凯门鳄鱼。那么离开了沼泽区继续的前往高地，看到一个圆形的东西踩到，差一点呢就要跌倒。接着文章又说 I felt something slap against me. 在这里的 slap 本来是有拍打的意思，像是锅掌也是用 slap 这个字。She slapped him in the face. 她打了他的脸一巴掌，结果发现是一只很大的蛇 had sunk his jaws into my boot. 在这里的 sunk 其实呢，它原来是 sink 的过去分词。那么 sink 的三态就是 sink, sunk, sunk。那么这条巨蛇呢，以双颚来咬穿呢这个作者的靴子，所以呢，它就大叫了一声，就召唤来其他所有的人。在这里，我们就可以用动词 summon。summon 则是有召唤、聚集的意思。summon somebody to do something.The driver was summoned to appear in court as a witness. 这个驾驶员被召唤前来，那么在法庭当中成为一个证人。继续往下面看，他们遇到了很多奇特的生物，最后啊，还发现了一条呢。This, I was told, was also barely more than a baby. 这条蛇呢，其实啊，比这些新生的小蛇大不了多少。而在这里我们用的是这个副词 barely, 则是解释成为几乎不，你也可以用 hardly 来代替。
It's time for a short break, but don't go away, we'll be right back.
Hi everybody and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe and I'm here with Lily once again.We're on the third and final day of our article all about the Amazon rainforest in the South American nation of Peru. So our author, Mike, is continuing through the jungle, and he's finding himself in some different places. Today, he started off trudging through a swamp. He was going waist deep through the water and mud and the muck, and he's always encountering these different creatures. Even when he's walking through the swamp, he encountered a tiny caiman, which is like a little crocodile or an alligator.Then they left the swamps and they went back up into the jungle and they were just continuing their journey and he stepped on something which turned out to be a 2 meter long boa constrictor that actually bit right down onto his boot. Very scary stuff, but luckily they have their guide Hector with them that can get them out of these situations and keep them safe. So even though they're encountering all this danger, nothing bad has happened to Mike. He's been able to get safely through the jungle.Despite encountering some pretty dangerous creatures.
Well, now let's move on to the third paragraph, which begins with, While we were heading towards the waiting boat, the jungle had one more surprise for us. So remember, they're at the end of their trip and they're heading towards, they're moving in the direction of their waiting boat.So if you remember at the very beginning of this unit when they started their trip, they started with a 3-hour boat trip on the Amazon River. Well, in this case, because it's the end of their trip, they have to go back to the boat. But the jungle had one more surprise for them. So even though they thought that their trip was done, they had seen a lot of different things, well, they were going to see one more surprising thing.
Another baby animal ran through the bushes by our feet.Now, for me, because he's been encountering all these dangerous creatures, I'm like, oh no, what's next? But it's actually something pretty harmless. It was a coati, which is a cute cat-like creature. So something runs by the bushes through their feet, and you know, maybe it sent a little bit of a shock or a little bit of a scare through them because, you know, he just got almost bit by a giant boa constrictor this time. But now another baby runs past them, but it's just a little coati.They're just cute little animals. In some places, in like the tourist areas of South America, they're actually very tame because people like to give them food, so they just kind of run up and wait for people to feed them. This one is actually in the wild, but I've heard that they're actually very friendly, and of course they're not dangerous at all. It's kind of like the jungle's version of like a little house cat.
Now, scooping him up, Hector shared some of his fruit with the grateful little animal. So Hector scooped up the animal. When you scoop something up, you can almost imagine using your hands or your arms kind of like spoons, and you're using a sweeping motion to pick something up. So Hector picks up the animal and shares some of his fruit with the grateful little animal. If you're grateful for something, you're very thankful. And this animal was probably hungry, so it's very thankful that Hector is actually giving him some of his food.
Well, the two of them, Hector and this little coati, took an instant liking to each other, and the tough jungle explorer decided to bring him home as a present for his young son. So we've got this cute little creature and this big, tough jungle guy, like this big, tough survival expert. You know, he's used to saving people from snakes and tackling anacondas, but this is something different. He actually shows a little bit of tenderness here. He's taking care of this little cute cat-like creature. And we say that they took an instant liking to each other. If you take a liking to somebody, it just means that you like them. You enjoy having them around. And these two, the coati and Hector, they took a liking to each other because Hector was feeding him. So obviously the coati enjoys that because he's getting what he wants. He wants some food. And the tough jungle explorer decided to bring him home as a present for his young son. So it sounds like the coati is maybe going to become something like a pet for Hector's little boy.
Now, after so many thrilling experiences, we were glad to leave the jungle on such a light-hearted note. So Mike basically ends his article and this unit by saying that, you know, they've had many thrilling experiences. If something is thrilling, it means it's really exciting. It really gets your heart pumping. And of course, if you think about the fact that they've held on to an anaconda, Mike was bit by a boa constrictor, he actually saw a tiny caiman like a little alligator and he picked one up, all of these are really exciting experiences, but even so, they were glad to leave the jungle on such a lighthearted note. When we describe something as being lighthearted, it means that, you know, it's like it's really fun. It's not so serious. And so it's really great. He thought that after going through a lot of dangerous situations, at least, you know, at the end of their trip, it was just fun.
That's right. Well, it seems like he's had some great experiences and he's got some great stories to tell. You know, these are the types of stories that you can tell when you're an old man or an old woman sitting around with your grandkids. You can talk about the time that you went through the Amazon rainforest. This is not something that everybody gets a chance to do, but if you do have the chance, I would recommend that you take a journey through the Amazon jungle. Find yourself a great local guide like Mike found, so they will know exactly what to look for, the things to watch out for. And often these guides, like, they spent their entire lives in these places, so they know every little place where you can find something special there. So it is vital to get a guide that knows what they're talking about and knows what they're doing. And of course, if you get into any dangerous situations like Mike did, they can pull you out of danger. Like if you come across a creature that could be dangerous or that could hurt you, like Mike did with the anaconda or with the boa constrictor that actually bit right down on his foot. And they can also just show you, you know, some of the more harmless things, but the beautiful sights as well, the sights in nature, the different plants. They can point out things to you, tell you the names, so you'll actually learn something about the Amazon as well.
All right, listeners, now it's time for some Chinese explanation of the second half of today's article.
OK, 在前往等候船只的路上呢，又看到这个丛林带来了什么惊喜？有些很可爱的动物哦，像这里我们看到的是 a cute cat-like creature。当我们说名词再加上 hyphen 再加上 like， 则是解释成为像什么一样的。所以说，像小孩子一般的声音，我们就可以说 a child-like voice， 像马一样的脸。A horse-like face. 随着很可爱的动物 scooping him up, Hector shared some of his fruit with the grateful little animal. Scoop 这个字呢，本来就是有把它举起、勺起的意思。所以你想要从船上把一些水呢，把它舀出去，你就可以说 scoop out some water from the boat. 原来这只呢是非常可爱的一只浣熊。所以啦，到后来呢，他们马上就喜欢上彼此咯。当然 ,the two 指的就是这个Hector 以及呢 a Cody， 在这里我们看到的片语是 take an instant liking to。当我们说 take a liking to， 则是有喜欢上的意思，所以他们就立刻喜欢上了对方。不过类似的片语像是 have a liking for， 则是有喜欢的意思。所以咯 the tough jungle explorer decided to bring him home as a present for his young son， 把他带回去给儿子当礼物咯。所以经历过这么多骇人的体验之后呢，他们非常高兴能够带着如此轻松的心情离开这片丛林哦。而在这里我们看到 on such a light-hearted note， note 原本是语调跟口气的意思，这里则是延伸出来解释成为这样子的心情。 而 light-hearted 则是有轻松的、逍遥的意思。像这一个呢，就是一个复合形容词，把形容词 light 摆在前面，连字号 hyphen 再加上名词 ed。这样子就是一个常用的复合形容词咯。类似的，我们常说高跟鞋，我们就可以说 high-heeled shoes。
So listeners, today we went through the third article in our travel unit into the jungles of Peru. And so in today's article, you know, we learned about more of the exciting things that Mike had to go through. He actually took hold of a tiny caiman, like a tiny alligator, while they were trudging through the muddy swamp. That would have been really exciting, although a little bit frightening as well. But then something even more exciting happened.
That's right. Just as they were moving away from the swamp, getting back into the jungle, Mike was walking along and he tripped over something, which actually turned out to be a 2-meter-long boa constrictor, which bit right down into his boot. Good thing he wasn't wearing sandals or anything like that, or this could be a very different story. Then they went back to their boat. They were actually ending their journey right where they began, on the Amazon River that winds through the Amazon rainforest.And the jungle had one more surprise, and it was just a cute little cat-like creature, which is known as a coati. And actually, their guide, Hector, he actually picked it up, shared some fruit with the animal, and the two of them, they liked each other. So Hector decided to bring him home as a present for his young son. So this is how they ended the trip, on more of a lighthearted note. Despite all the dangers and all the great things that he's done, it ended on something that was not so serious. They just found something...that was very cute, very cuddly, and it was a great way to end their trip, I think.
Well, that's true, and I think that's important for any kind of trip. You don't want, you know, your travels to be, you know, all excitement. No time for you to relax and just have fun. A good trip will definitely have both of those things. All right, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this unit. Please remember to join us next time on English Digest. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.